Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Sabree Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Yeah,
Tell your neighbor, this is no ordinary worship, because the God we serve is not ordinary. He is extraordinary, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious is our God. He is awesome. He is magnificent. Oh, my God, what an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen Ann Butterfield. Oh, my goodness. This is the second Saturday in the year of 2022. Oh, my goodness. Time is yet moving on. Amen. We say Happy New Year to all of you that are listening tonight. We pray that God has brought you through another year, and you are still here. Amen. So we are still here, and so there's work that we have to do. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to let the world know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. The vaccine and the answer, amen, but Jesus is the answer, and he is the vaccine that we need for sin. Amen. And when you get a shot of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm telling you, sin have no control over you anymore. Amen. We thank God for you, and especially you being here tonight. We pray that God bless you. Amen. We are Assistant Pastor of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our co-founder, apostle is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones. And we are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. We thank God that we are getting ready for the Empowerment Conference. Amen. Starting on next week. Hallelujah. We are getting ready, amen. We are having people from around the world, amen, coming together so we can empower each other, amen. So the year, we can start off with some power, amen, that we would see this world without darkness, one soul at a time. And we thank God. Next week, Wednesday, we're going to start, amen, our Empowerment Conference. Tune in, go to our platform, comeintothelight.org. Amen. Come into thelight.org and you'll find all the information. Go ahead and register. Go ahead on that website and please register for the conference. Amen. And if you can't be there in person, you can get on, you can be virtually. Amen. But you will get, amen, what you need from the Lord, because God has something just for you. Hallelujah. He wants to empower you that you can have an impact in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And you can destroy the work of darkness. Amen, and begin to join this fight, amen, tonight. And we thank God for Light of the World Christian Fellowship. Amen. We have churches all around the world, and they're all coming together, leaders, to just get empowered.
Yeah.
Amen. So with the rest of the year, we can be victorious, amen, in what God is leading us to do. We are allowing God to have his will and way in our lives, because the safest place you can be is in the will of God, and we want to be in the will of God. We're striving to be in his will. We thank God for our local body, our church-wide meeting today, all the youth meeting, the intercessor meeting, the men's meeting. We thank God for everything that transpired today. We had a busy day today. Mine started at 5:30. Amen. But I thank God that he is still God, and he brought us home safe. Amen. We can't take anything for granted these days. If you left your home and you got back home safe, you ought to give God some praise. Amen. Because it wasn't your good driving. It wasn't your swift thinking, but it was the goodness of God.
Amen.
So we thank God for you, and especially you tonight. Amen. We thank God that he is great and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. We want you to know that Light of the World, we have Sunday school at 9 a.m. every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we have it in the JLSEC, or you can catch us on YouTube, Elevating Faith. Amen. And then we have our worship service at 10 a.m., and we have it in the sanctuary, or you can check us on YouTube or our website, comeintothelight.org. Amen. And then on Wednesday, we have Noonday Bible Study. And we're in the book of Romans, the third chapter of Romans. Oh, my God, Paul is just laying it out. Amen. So you want to tune in, the same number. If you call the same number, you can, wherever you are, if you are in Germany, wherever you are, if you in South Dakota, if you in Singapore, wherever you are, you can log in and you can discuss this word of God, and we can get some input from you, amen, about the word of God, amen, because nobody knows it all. And we allow the Spirit of God to teach us in this class, amen. So we thank God for Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We have Bible study, and Bishop Kevin Jones has been preaching and teaching on trusting the transition. And so we thank God for all he's doing with us and for us. So we want to encourage you to check us out. And if you're in the local area, come by and visit us. Amen. You'll be glad you did, because God is really in our midst. Amen. He has been blessing us. And so tonight we thank God for you tuning in, and you will not be disappointed. The word tonight is coming from none other than my wife, Pastor Ann Butterfield. So we want you to get your Bible and turn to Isaiah 43 so you can get ready for this word of God tonight. And the subject is God is calling your name. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song, amen. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Good for God to know your name. Amen. Yeah. So without further ado, we present to you Pastor Ann Butterfield.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield. I appreciate that. We just give God the glory and give him the praise and the honor, and we honor all of you that are on the line tonight. We want you to know that God is awesome, and he's awesome in all of his ways, and we just bless the Lord on tonight. Truly, this has been an awesome, last year was an awesome year, and we are moved into 2022. And 2022 is moving out in an awesome way for us as well. And as Pastor Butterfield was talking about this conference that's coming up next week, Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m., we'll be in the sanctuary at the church on Thursday and Friday night at 7 p.m. In the morning, Thursday and Friday, we will be in the house, I think, from about 8 o'clock to about 12. So please come on out, or you can live stream with us. But God is good. He is awesome. If you go into that website, like he said, you will see the prayer meeting, and that's going to be Wednesday. And so that's going to be online and Zoom, I believe. So please come on out and visit with us. Well, let me tell you, God has a word for us on tonight, and we just thank him for giving us the word and for keeping us and motivating us and helping us to get through this year and coming into a new year. We also want to thank God for taking care of us. If you're on the line then, maybe you haven't had COVID and all of that, or maybe you have it or whatever, but you still is up and about. So we want to give God the glory and give him the praise. And we want to pray that God will protect us and keep us during this time, that we will not walk in fear, but we will know that God is a keeper, and we are going to continue to trust him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we're going to acknowledge him, and he will direct our pathway. So we are believing God that we do not have to walk in fear, but we can walk in victoriously because God is our God. Amen. Come on and give God a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Out there in Radio Land,
hallelujah.
We thank
hallelujah.
God for what he is doing, and we just bless the Lord, and we just honor the Lord for just being God all by himself. Hallelujah. We bless you. We glorify the Lord on today. So let us take a look at the word of God. I tell you, God is an awesome God, and truly he is worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. So let me just read the scripture for you. It's Isaiah 43. And we're going to read verses 1 through 3. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. You know, I was just talking about fear. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. You are mine. That's what the Lord is saying. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers,
they shall not overflow you. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. Verse 3 says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And so we just give God the glory for that. And we're going to use for a subject, God is calling your name. God is calling your name. God is calling your name. Go on and say it. God is calling my name. Make it personal tonight. God is calling my name. God is calling my name. He's calling my name. So the first point that we are going to deal with tonight is fear not. Because there are a lot of us that are walking around in fear, walking around concerning this variant and this COVID-19 and whatever. Just a lot of things make us fearful, fearful of losing our jobs and fearful of going back to work, fearful of kids going to school, fearful of a lot of different things in our life. But God say, fear not. I'm going to use this scripture tonight as an application for us today, that God was talking to Israel and Jacob. But let me tell you, we are going to use this scripture tonight as an application for us to try to live a wholesome and peaceful life. So fear not. Now, we understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That is what God has given to us. And so if we are dealing with anything other than that, then we are dealing with, dealing with what God is saying to us. So we have to make sure that we understand that we do not have to be fearful. Because God, some things that we fear the Lord and his wrath that will come upon us, but not a judgment fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Now, we're going to go back to Genesis so we can understand that God is calling our name. All right, we're going to go back to Genesis, and I read that in Isaiah 43, that God is calling our name. But in Genesis 1 and 27, God created man in his own image. That's you. That's you and I. God created man in his own image. He formed man. He formed us. This scripture does not mean that God is in human form, but that humans are in the image of God, in morally and spiritually, intellectually and naturally. We are connected with God. And God created us for an eternal relationship with him. See, God wanted, he created humans because he wanted to have fellowship. He wanted to have fellowship and communication with us as male and female. Then he created his son, Jesus, that he would die on the cross for us and redeem us back to our rightful place, and that's being righteous before a holy God. Amen. And so when we think about it, just listen for God calling your name. God is calling your name. He's calling my name. He's calling your name. And when he calls your name, he's calling your name for a reason. He's calling your name for a purpose. Amen. And so I want to also go back and take a look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And it helps us to understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. It also helps us to understand that man, God made us in his image. So therefore, he loved us, and we are his creation. No one is made like us. We got the animals and birds and all of that going on, but the humans are different from everybody else. We was made in the image of God. So now when we look at Genesis 1 through 3, in the beginning, God, if you go to the front of your Bibles and you start reading, you'll see in there, in the beginning, God. So God was in the beginning. Now, when we take a look at God was in the beginning, now, he did not have to make us as in his image. That was his choice. That's what he did. So now we need to take that and believe that and walk in that. And so therefore, if he made us in his image, then he is calling our name. Amen. He is calling our name. So on the first day, when God in the beginning, God, and then the first day, light was created. Can you imagine being in the darkness all the time? Wherever you're going, everything is dark. It is all black and dark. So God made the first day. It was light. The second day, the sky was created. You know, when you go out at nighttime and you can see the stars, isn't it beautiful? That God's creation. God created that, not a man. This was God's creation. So when we look at this, we can see how God created the world. Amen. And the third day, the dry land, he made the dry land. He made the sea. He made the plants and the trees was created. Now, can you imagine being on the earth with just some land and no trees and no flowers? No blooms of flowers and stuff. And when we look around this earth and we see how God has created this earth with the rivers flowing and with flowers blooming and with trees, it is just a beautiful sight. And wherever you go in the world, every city, every country has a magnificent view of God and God's creation. So we understand that God has done some magnificent things. Amen. So we are talking about God is calling your name. God is calling your name. So fear not, because when he calls your name, he's calling your name for a purpose. And in 2022, we got to hear that voice and we got to start moving to where God wants us to be. God is awesome in all his ways, and if he made us in his image, then he loves us, and he wants us to complete the task that he has set before us. Now, the third day, the dry land, the seas, the plants, and the trees was created. Amen. And then on the fourth day was the sun, the moon, the stars was created. And so when we go out and we see the moon, and sometimes it's a full moon, sometimes it's a half moon, but when it's a full moon, it really brights up the night. And so all of these things that God made, the sun is shining during the day, and when it's not shining in one country, it's shining in another country. Isn't that awesome? The world is turning around. It's floating around, and so we see the darkness, and then we see the light again. And so God was so awesome in all of his ways. He has a magnificent image, imagination of things, just thinking about what he did, just like he made male and female. And when you think about he made a male, he made a female, and then we can come together, and then some children is created and all of that, and we can work together, and we can work together with Jesus. We are co-laborers with him to win souls into the kingdom. It's just an awesome thing. It's just an awesome thing. And so it is just so awesome when we think about what God has done for us. So I want you to know that God is calling your name. He wants you to do something. Amen. The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea and creatures that fly was created. Now, you know, we may be afraid of some of these things, but let me tell you, all of them, God made them all for a purpose. Even those creatures, some snakes and different things like that, and alligators and things in the water, you know, they was made for a purpose. God had a purpose for all these things, but man was the most significant one. Male, because we was made in his image. Amen. Hallelujah. The sixth day, animals that live on the land and animals that live on the land was made, and finally humans made in the image of God. Human beings, we, you and I, was made in the image of God. Amen. And then, have you ever been on a job or been out just working all day long and it's just time to rest? Well, let me tell you, God had did all this work from day one to up to the seventh day. He had been working from one to six days. And then on the seventh day, about the seventh day, God was finished. He was finished with the work. But you see what all that work he had done, right? He had made everything. Everything that exists now, he had made it. He had made it. So by that seventh day, God rested. So we see that even God needed to rest, all right? And so therefore, we need to know we have to rest as well. So it is very important that we understand and continue to know that God has not given us a spirit of fear and that we was made in his image. So he is calling our name to do something. He wants us to do something. He wants us to get up, get to moving, and do something. Amen. The second point is he has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. It's in Isaiah 43, verse number 1. But now thou says the Lord, thus says the Lord that created thee, O Israel, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. And God is talking to us today. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. And he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed. He has redeemed us. Redemption is an act of God's grace. And what is that grace? What is God's grace? Unmerited favor of God. The unmerited favor of God. That's what the grace is. It's undeserved. We don't even deserve it, but God give it to us. Grace and mercy. He give it to us. Every day we receive God's mercy. And his grace is unmerited favor, undeserving favor. But he give it to us anyway. Amen. So redemption is an act of God's grace. That is how he rescues and restores his people through that grace. That is how he rescues us, by his grace, because he's a forgiving God. And so therefore he gives us that mercy. He gives us that grace because he knew that we wouldn't be able to do everything right every day, all the time, think right all the time. He gave us that unmerited favor that we would be able to continue to walk in the stature that he has called us to walk in. So that that rescuing us and restoring his people, he rescued us, he redeemed us, he restored us, and he also forgives us. He forgives us. He forgives us. He always is a forgiving God. So we see that God had chosen Israel and was calling her by name. But today, we're using this scripture as an application for us today. He is calling our name. He's calling your name. He's calling my name. He's calling us to do a work. He's calling us to evangelize. He's calling us to minister to people whom we come in contact with them. And sometimes we really don't want to minister to people. Sometimes we really don't want to or talk to folks because maybe we think they of a higher stature than us. Maybe it's your boss, and you don't want to talk to your boss about God. But let me tell you, God wants us to talk to that boss about God. God wants us to talk to people when we come in contact, not everybody, because everybody is not for you to talk to. But it is those folks that God tell you to talk to, whether it's in the grocery store, whether it is in the beauty shop, whether it's in the barber shop, whether it's walking down the street, it's in your church. Because, listen, there are some folks that need to be saved that's in the church. Everybody in the church is not saved.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really, really have a discerning spirit. We have to be able to discern whether or not people need to hear a word from us. Amen. And so we want to make up our minds that we are going to hear the voice of God, hear the voice of God, and know when he is calling our name. Know when he is calling our name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are the redeemed. We are redeemed. We've been redeemed. So we are rescued. We are redeemed. We are restored. And God has forgiven us. Amen. God has forgiven us. He has forgiven us. As he was talking about, he has forgiven Israel, Jacob. He has forgiven us. He has forgiven us. And if you have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior over your life, let me tell you, God will really work things out for you. He will work it out. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, number three, he calls us by name, and you are on his mind. He calls us by name. And so you're on his mind. And God says he loves us so much. He said, I am God, and you are my people. And that's what he's saying to us. You are my people. I'm your God, and you are my people. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that to us today. And at the heart of the covenant relationship is the expression, I am your God, and you are my people.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as an individual, if you hear God calling your name twice, pay attention to God calling your name twice.
Mm.
Pay attention to him calling your name twice. When he calls your name twice, there is an elevation of you. God is trying to elevate you.
Mm.
God is trying to elevate you. In Genesis 22, and this is going to be my last point, Genesis 22 and 11, Abraham proved to God that he was willing to obey him even in taking his son's life. And before he could cut the boy with the knife, God called his name twice.
Mm.
Go and look at it, Genesis 22 and 11. Mm. He called his name twice. He said, Abraham, Abraham. And when he called his name twice, he was calling him to a higher standard in him because Abraham was going to be obedient to God and what God has said to him. God is with us. And if we pass through the waters, he is with us. If we go through the rivers, it will not overtake us.
Amen.
If we walk in the fire,
Amen.
It is not going to burn us.
Amen.
So let me tell you tonight, God is calling your name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for that. God has called your name. And when he called your name, you got to be listening and be ready to move,
mm.
to obey, even mm. though it sounds like something you don't even understand.
Mm, yeah.
You got to be ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, this year, we got to mm-hmm. be, we got to understand when God is saying and what he needs us to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We thank God for this word. We have another speaker that's going to come, Minister Jones. And we're going to bring him live right now so he can give you what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You're now live, Minister Jones.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me all?
Yeah. Speak a little louder.
Okay. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I was listening to Sister Butterfield, and what came to mind was when she said when God made all these things, he made man last. And I think that's what mm-hmm. we get this saying, we say the best.
Last.
You know,
yeah.
And isn't it amazing
yeah.
how God
yeah.
do things? And so because
yes.
he is so great, he made all these things, but he made the best things last. And then look at what the word says. He said all the things he made was good. But when he got to
uh-huh.
man, he said it was very good.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, we got to pay attention to the reading of the word because, you know, God would allow us to read the word, and then we don't get revelation from it because we're so busy reading it and
mm-hmm.
not understanding it and not giving revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I read on my daily, which my daily bread, it says, man would read God's word and get disinterested, but those who study God's word will get hungry. And that thing stuck with me because you can read something, and it would just give you something right then. But if you study God's word, it will make you go to something else, and it will give you something else, and it will give you something. So you'll be hungry for the next word. And so as you were speaking tonight, it just dawned on me that what God did, he did it in an order that we can say we are very good in his eyes and pleasing his eyes. Because, again, like you said, when God called us, look what he did with Samuel. He called Samuel three times because, as Bishop said once before, because that name or that voice was familiar with him. And that the fact that that voice was familiar by he was going to working under the prophet before him, God used that voice to bring him into the fold. But the Bible said he did not know the Lord as of yet. And so sometimes God will give you something that you can familiarize with so he can get your attention. And then once he brings you into the fold, you will know his voice. And it's amazing that a lot of times that we would take the voice or the instructions of other people's voice, but when God speaks to us, we have a sign. And that is the Creator. Yeah. He knows all things. And so why do we have to get a second opinion when God is calling us? So, like I said, the word that you were speaking tonight, you know, God is our Creator. He's our all in all. He knows the ending from the beginning because he created everything. And every, like you said, everything has a purpose for us in this world, the grass, the trees, the birds. And you know, it's funny that you said that you saw some of the things he created, we was afraid of it. But just think about it. When Adam was naming all those, he wasn't. So that lets you know sin has taken over the world. And sin has taken over. That now that the things that we was have dominion over, now that some apprehension about it, spiders and snakes and alligators. But before when God made everything, again, he said he'll make the lamb lay down with the lion. And so now that lets you know that sin has creeped into the world and it was so strong that now the God created that was good and very good is against each other. So we need to get back, as they say, get back to Eden. We need to get back to the groundwork of salvation and helping people come to Christ by telling them about Jesus Christ. You know, who is the Creator and all this foolishness they're talking about, all this man-made stuff they're bringing up with. If they would read about it, you know, it's funny because I had just talked to my dad yesterday, and he was just saying if the people would just read the Bible and see how true it is, they will see that the word cannot lie. All these things are happening in the world. No man can predict all this stuff that the Bible's predicting. But because we're listening to the wrong book and we're listening to the wrong people and we watch that, as my old bishop used to say, that one-hour food, which is that TV, we watching that thing so much, it got us believing anything and everything except for the Lord. And so, you know, Sister Butterfield, I thank God for you tonight because all you're doing is rehashing back what is the beginning was that God had established from the beginning about creation. And we need to understand where we stand with the Word of God and in the Word of God. And at the same time that we still have dominion and authority over all things. And if we get back to Eden and get back to what God has given us, we will understand that God has got us covered, and he's already called our names because we are very good in his sight. And like I say, a lot of times we get mixed up and get off track because we're listening to the wrong people and we're listening to the wrong engine. We'll believe CNN quicker than we believe Christ. We'll believe World News, the Holy Spirit. And see, God has already wrote this in the Bible. He said, in his word, he said, and these things will come, but the end is not yet. So look, mm-hmm. look at all the stuff that's happened, you know, since the beginning of time. God predicted all this stuff was going to happen, and he put it in his word. No man can do that. There's no way, there's no way in the world that man can predict 4 and 5 and 6,000 years of prophecy and to come to pass without missing a mark. There's no way. That's why the Bible is true, because he gives the spirit to the man to write it. And he writes it because God has given it to him. And so therefore we know that for God's word is true, and the Bible said, let every man be a liar. So at the end of the night, you know, I just thank God because the word that we listen to and that the word that we receive, we know is going on good ground because God has already written. He said, isn't it written in the word? And all we have to do is read. So why do we get brainwashed when people say, you know, they ain't no God? Well, I want to know, I want to ask some people, well, how do you think you got here? You know what I'm saying? If you go back, you gonna say my grandmama. Well, who made her? My granddad and grandmama. Well, who made them? And you just keep on going until they get tired of saying the same thing over. Somebody got to start somewhere, and that's how you know there's a God, because we came from somewhere. We ain't come from no Big Bang theory. We ain't come from no as they say evolution. Because why monkeys ain't turning to people now? I mean, they might look like a monkey now, but I'm just saying we ain't turning into no.
Stop it.
Lord, forgive me. We're not turning into monkeys. But I'm saying, and my mama say you might act like a monkey sometimes, acting up, but we ain't coming from no monkey and turning into evolution. So that's what I'm saying. The foolishness that we teach the people in the world that's giving us this stuff, we know it's not coming from God. It's all to discredit God. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. The enemy is trying to discredit God for us not to believe there's a God who has a son named Jesus who left us the Holy Ghost. You know, I say the three C's, God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And they're the three C's. They're the Creator, the Christ, and the Comforter. You can't get away from it. I don't care how you slice the cake. It's all going to be the same thing. God has created his son, or should I say God is His Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, and they had three different areas of works to do. And God, as you say, He put on took us heavenly body off, and Jesus came down to give us life. And so God has created everything. Jesus had redeemed us to everything, and then the Holy Spirit keep us into everything. So, like I said tonight, I thank you for the word. I thank you for the words tonight, Sister Butterfield, because sometimes we need to go back to, as the old folks say, the old landmark from the beginning and learn all and where does all this stuff begin from, because we forget it so quickly that Jesus and God is the same person in two parts. And so we have to understand that God knew what he was doing. We just trying to catch up. And so the Holy Spirit will let us know where we go wrong at, and he was so, God was so smart that he knew when Jesus came back home to be with him, he had to leave us somebody and give us comfort and confidence. Yes, and so therefore the Holy Spirit is there to allow you and lead you and guide you so you can know the truth. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I thought you had some more time. We thank God for this night. And you know, as my wife was teaching and I was thinking about, and Minister Jones, I still got your mic open, okay? She was teaching, and I thought about how everything was so unified when God made everything. To the point where everything that he made was doing the function that they were made for. And so there was no animosity against the lion and the lamb. They could lay down at each other because there was no friction. They were all unified. They were all on one accord. And so life was on one accord when God made earth, when he made everything It was all on one accord. But when sin came, it brought division. Now it brought division on so many different levels. First, it brought separation with man and God.
Right.
The point, and when sin comes, that's where fear and shame and all that stuff comes in. And so man, when he sins, he knows he's separated from God. So the first thing he does is run and hide.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. He's ashamed. But it separates him from God. And then it starts to separate man from man. Cain and Abel. I mean, they were, both of them gave an offering. I mean,
yes.
So I don't know why Cain had a problem with it not being accepted. He knows if he did what he's supposed to do, God would accept it. And all he had to do is figure out, hey, God, what did I do wrong? But he didn't care about that because the vision was already set. That now, because God did not accept his gift because of Abel. Now, instead of him blaming himself, he began to blame somebody else. And you know, we always, as Adam did in the garden, when God came down and found him sin, he started passing the buck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Adam said, hey, the woman you gave me, so in other words, he's telling God, it's your fault.
Right, right.
This woman you gave me made me eat this fruit. So I disobeyed you. And so instead of Cain recognizing that, okay, it's something that I'm not doing right. Let me get myself together. No, he began to hate his brother.
Right.
And so that's what sin does, is bring division. So we begin to look at each other and start to despise each other when it got nothing to do with the other person. It wasn't Abel's responsibility to make God hate Cain's sacrifice. Abel had nothing to do with that. And so if we don't be careful, things happen in our lives, we can't blame other people for it. Because God ain't going to judge you based on other people. He said, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So you ain't going to reap what somebody else sow. I heard our bishop said the other night that that's not a harvest. Because if she didn't sow that, she ain't going to accept it coming back to her. And so I begin to see how sin just begin to bring division. Because think about it. Adam knew every living creature in the earth. Now you know how many creatures God made? Some of us, the scientists ain't got a name for them yet.
Right.
But every last one of them, Adam was able, think about Noah, okay? Was able to call all of them onto the ark.
Mm-hmm.
And they orderly went on the ark and obeyed what Noah said. So even after sin came, animals were controlled by the voice of God. So when you see the movie Tarzan and all this stuff, how Tarzan can talk to animals, they take this all from the Bible.
Right.
They take all this stuff from the Bible. And so when you see a man taking a lion and taming him in the circus, that's nothing new. That's from the beginning. But because of sin, it brought division. And so we got to, when we begin to see division in everything we do, in our thoughts, in our deeds, in our words, when we see division, we ought to snap it and say, hey, that's not of God.
Yes.
Because God is trying to, God, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish. I'll say probably finish.
So God brought Jesus to bring us back to him. So we can be united. We can be now uniform. That's why he said there's one faith, one Lord, one baptism.
Yes.
We need to go back to that one so we can be uniform again, unified. Because you know when you get, where there's unity, there's strength. And when those people in the sixth chapter of Genesis start to build this tower that they're going to go to heaven, and they were on one accord, they got the attention of God. God said, I better go down and do something because these folks about to do something. So think about it. If we're doing what God says and we all are one accord, what great thing can we do? Who can stop us? If we get together and be on one accord and go after the same thing, the same thing is to help each other to increase our faith day by day. Because the devil don't want nothing we got but our faith. If he can destroy
yes.
your faith, if he can weaken your faith, that's what he's after. The devil, he ain't trying to get your car, like Bishop Kevin say. He can't drive it. He ain't trying to live in your house. He ain't trying to take your wife or your husband. He can't do nothing with them. But what he wants is he's trying to tear down your faith. He's trying to destroy your faith. When you see things come, and if God puts something in your life, it's to build your faith up. It ain't
yes.
to tear you down. It's to build you up. When you have friction in your life, it's to build your faith, because if you increase your faith, you begin to please God more and more. You can't please God
yes.
without faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please
mm-hmm.
God. So if we build
yes.
our faith, we can please God. The reason why we can't please God like we want to, even if we realize it, because we our faith needs to be developed and built on. We got to work on building our faith up. And the reason why we have this broadcast on every week is so we can help the saints of God to build their faith.
Amen.
It's not just so we can have a sermon we want to give somebody, or we want to hear you, want you to hear a song. No, we want to say something through the leading of the Holy Ghost that your faith be built up. Because if your
yes.
faith be built up, oh, my God, really, no weapon formed against you can prosper. If your faith is built up, you'll recognize that blessed you'll be in the city. Blessed you'll be in the field. Blessed will you be your basket. Everything you do will be blessed. You're going out will be blessed. You're coming in will be blessed. But it's come by your faith being built up. So if you build
yes.
your faith up, recognize when those people are there that was healed by Jesus. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you is the exchange for the kingdom. It
yes.
is what we use in the kingdom to get whatever we need. It is faith. And so our assignment while we're on the earth as a minister, as a evangelist, of any a fivefold minister, as a child of God, our assignment is to build up our own faith first and help somebody else to build up their faith and develop their faith. Because the devil wanted to destroy us by separating us and bringing discord among us and bringing all kinds of things so we don't be on one accord. But I'm telling you, if we can get our minds together, be on one accord and begin to build each other up. Don't think about yourself. Think about your brother. And if you continue to do that, oh, my God, what wouldn't happen in our midst? That's why after the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord. After the day of Pentecost, everyone was common among each other. Was no big I
yes.
or little you. And guess what was happening?
Mm-hmm.
Miracles were taking place. So the signs and wonders will follow us if we recognize that we have to make sure that we are on one accord and we are building each other's faith up.
Yes. You know, Pastor
so
Lester, I want to bring back
anybody else want to comment while Minister Jones is talking? Anybody else want to comment? Just press one on your phone. We'll bring it live. Go ahead, Minister Jones.
Hey, look, I just want to bring two little quick points right quick. When you was talking, I was looking at Genesis, the second chapter. And this is how we know. See, this is how I know God is real. And he's all our all. God
mm-hmm.
said in Genesis that he made man and woman to be one. And he's Adam
mm-hmm.
said, and rib of my rib. He said he put Adam to sleep and took Adam's rib, closed it up, and made his wife. Now check this out. The Bible says in Genesis 23 and 24, Adam said, this
mm-hmm.
is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
She shall be called woman because she is taken
mm-hmm.
out of man. Now watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cling unto his wife, and they should be one flesh. Mm-hmm. Now, who was Adam and Eve's father and mother?
God.
Now, if God put that in the Bible, and they said they are leaving mother and father clean, God was not just talking about right then. He was talking about future in this marriage as being one flesh, even though they was already one flesh because Eve came out of Adam, but nobody married them. Adam and Eve didn't have any parents. So why would God write he would leave his father and mother and said cleave to his wife? See, that's how I know God is God. And then the second part is when you was talking about when sin came into the world and was fallen, because the serpent used the woman to deceive sin into the world, God turned right about round around and used the same thing to bring salvation to the world by using a woman.
Amen.
See, that's
Amen.
How I know that's a true God and that's a real God.
Amen.
See, God will take the same thing the enemy was trying to use against you and turn around and bless you with it. So you can't come tell me there's no God. How God going to tell me that me and my wife, me and this woman going to be married, we're going to be my wife, and I ain't got a father and mother yet, and I'm the first people on earth? How God going to tell me in Genesis, the third chapter, in verses 15 and 16, where he said, I'm going to put intimate between the woman and thee, talking to Satan, and thy seed against thy seed. He was talking about Jesus Christ. But again,
Amen.
He thought he was so smart. He thought he was doing something, and all he was doing is setting everything up for Jesus Christ to come.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Anybody else have any comments? Press one on your phone. We'll bring you live. I mean, we thank God for this session tonight. We thank God for those of you who are on tonight. We praise God that you have gotten something tonight that would take you through the rest of this year. Amen. And we have to always feast on the word of God. But please remember, at everything you heard, make sure you recognize that God is calling you. And he's calling you. When he calls you, do like Samuel did. Speak, Lord, for thy servant here. And listen to what God is saying. Because God has a plan for your life. No matter how things look like a plan for your life this year, God want to do something great through you. Amen. But you got to hear and know that God is calling your name. And he knows every strand of hair on your head, even if you done shaved it off. He knows what's left. Amen. And he knows your thoughts. And he's here. He wants to bless you. He wants to empower you to do the will of God. Because you are sent here with a purpose. And the purpose is to be in the will of God. And so God wants you to know tonight, if you don't hear anything else, God is calling you. And you need to hear his voice and follow him, because God has a plan that he has already orchestrated for you down through the years. December, oh, my God, you may not even recognize yourself. Hallelujah. He has higher heights and deeper depths in him. He wants to elevate you and put you into another dimension. He wants to give you new wine, and then he wants you to get new wine skin so that your wine skin won't break. So continue, amen, to support this ministry every Saturday night. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, and we want you to tell people that God loves them. No matter where you meet them, in the grocery store, the barbershop, no matter what, tell them that God loves them. Amen. And so we want you to be encouraged tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Minister Jones. Thank you, Pastor Ann. For those words tonight, we pray that God will continue to bless you all and anoint you all even afresh in the name of Jesus. So tell your neighbors, tell your friends, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
And don't forget the conference next week.